The Morning Markets Show with Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to the pre-market opening podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. Today is the 24th of April 2018. Happy, happy birthday to Sachin Tendulkar. But that's not all the information you need to know before markets open. And what is the information you need to know? You'll find out right here on Money Control.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
First up, what happened on the 23rd of April? It was a rather volatile day for the Indian equity markets, with Nifty surpassing the 10,600 mark but failing to hold on to it and eventually closing below at 10,584. Well, a couple of reasons could be responsible for this. One, a fall in the rupee, as well as F&O expiry. Now let's talk about the fall in the rupee. The rupee has extended its slump for a sixth session on the back of continued outflows by foreign investors and firm oil. The rupee fell to as low as 66.49 against the dollar, its weakest level since March last year. Due to heavy foreign capital outflows, it has fallen 1.5% so far just this month. Since the beginning of April 2018, FIIs have sold equity worth 4,181 crore rupees and 3,586 crore rupees in debt markets. So that is one of the reasons why the rupee has extended its slump. There is also firm oil prices. If you've been living under a rock or haven't been driving, you would know that petrol and diesel prices were hiked for the fifth day in a row on Monday, that is yesterday. Fuel rates went up to a 55-month high. In Bangalore alone, the petrol price is 75.5 rupees and the trend has only been increasing. I'm almost getting flashbacks of September 2013 when the rates went as high as 83.35 rupees, but will we get there? It's only a matter of time to see. But as of now, the trend of increasing petrol prices continues to grow and it's been a fifth straight day. Like I said earlier, it's a 55-month high. Thanks to rise in crude oil prices, OMCs raised rates again. This continued rise in fuel price will lead to inflation moving beyond RBI's target level. The government is currently not looking at lowering excise duty on petroleum products to contain rising retail prices, as it could negatively affect the fiscal deficit glide path, a top finance ministry official has gone on to say. The fiscal deficit target for 2018-2019 is 3.3% of the GDP, and the government doesn't want to overshoot its borrowing target for the time being. So these two reasons, that is continued outflows by foreign investors and rising oil prices, may have contributed to the slump in the rupee that we've seen straight for a sixth session. And what are the global cues telling us before the markets open? Well, Singapore Nifty futures are showing a red opening. 10,571 is what I'm looking at right now, down 50 points or about 0.48%. But global cues seem to be sort of mixed. The Dow Jones had a bit of a flat close yesterday, down 0.058% or down about 14 points, closing pretty much where it had closed on Friday. For a little while, there did seem to be a rise above the closing mark from Friday on Monday, but that could not be sustained for too long and it ended up closing below the Friday mark at 24,462. But Asian markets which have opened seem to be in the green. Nikkei 225 of Japan as well as the broader topics index are both trading in the green as we speak. Australia's S&P ASX 200 is trading in the green, up 0.35% as I speak. Shanghai Composite up 1.04%, that is mainland China, and Hang Seng Index, which is from Hong Kong, is also trading in the green, up 0.53%. But heading over to the Korean Peninsula, that seems to be a red day there, down 0.69% at 2,457 as I speak. Overall, though, FPIs sold 259 crore rupees worth from the equity markets and DIIs bought 387 crore rupees worth of shares in the Indian equity market. And what are some big ticket events that investors should be keeping an eye out for? Well, we're smack in the middle of earnings season, so 21 companies are scheduled to report results for quarter that ended March today, which include big names like Bharti Airtel, ICICI Prudential Life, IDFC Bank, Oberoi Realty, Raymond, Tinplate Company, and Zensar Technologies. Bharti Airtel is expected to post a sharp 12% EBITDA decline and an 80% drop in profit after tax, and net profit is likely to fall by about 80% year on year to 163 crore rupees. And if year-on-year decline is 80%, so is the quarter-on-quarter. A fall of 69% on a quarter-on-quarter basis is expected when Bharti Airtel announces its earnings. And what about IDFC Bank? Net profit to rise by 12% on year-on-year basis, 35% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Retail momentum will continue, but analysts expect pressure in the wholesale loan book due to constant downward repricing These are the expectations for IDFC Bank. ICICI Prudential Life Insurance is expected to face negative growth of 8.6% on higher base and volatile equity market. And two other companies also announcing their earnings today. Oberoi Realty net profit is expected to rise by about 5.4% on year-on-year basis, fall by about 10% on quarter-on-quarter. And finally, Zensar Technologies also releasing its earnings report. PAT, that is profit after tax, likely to grow by 562% on year-on-year basis, with a growth of about 19.8% on quarter-on-quarter basis. That is Zensar Technologies. Good news expected there. And how those earnings eventually pan out, we're of course here to let you know. If those results come in by about 5 o'clock, you will hear all about them on the Market Closing Podcast. If not, we're here to tell you all about it tomorrow. Let's get technical quickly. What should investors do? Should they book profits or add fresh long positions? Well, the Nifty has formed a long-legged doji pattern on the charts, and this is a third doji candle in a row. Nifty 50 witnessed profit booking at higher levels, and now a close above 10,630 could open up fresh targets towards 10,900 levels for the index. Till that time, investors are advised to remain cautious, suggest experts. The three levels to watch out for, obviously, 10,500, 10,600 and 10,700. The maximum call OI at 10,700 and 10,600, maximum put OI 10,500 and 10,400 on the downside. Stocks with high delivery percentage that we're looking at: Mahindra & Mahindra, HDFC Bank, Power Grid and Kotak Bank. 111 stocks have seen long build-up: Chola Finance, IDEA, Cadila Healthcare and Aurobindo. 91 stocks have seen short build-up: Wipro, JSW Steel, ONGC and IB Housing Finance. Well, having said that, what stocks should investors keep on their radar? Well, Bharti Infratel. The company's quarter four net profit rose by about 2% to 606 crores. So Bharti Infratel is a stock we'll need to bear in mind. LIC Housing Finance quarter four profit flat year on year at 539 crores. NPAs have risen marginally. And PVR stocks also to bear in mind, because they're about to invest about 300 crore rupees in expansion this fiscal year. Aside from those stocks to bear in mind, what are some trading ideas we've gathered from experts? We spoke to HDFC Securities, and these are three stocks that they've told us about. Thomas Cook has a buy call with a target of 325 rupees, a stop loss at 260 and return of 15%, followed by NRB Bearing. It's a buy call, target of 195 rupees, stop loss at 168 and return of 10%. Take Solutions, which has a buy call as well, target of 230 rupees, stop loss of 190 rupees and return of 12%. So returns of between 10 and 15% expected on Thomas Cook, NRB Bearing and Take Solutions, which all have a buy call from HDFC Securities. And of course, needless to say, the views and investment tips are of course by the investment expert and not those of moneycontrol.com. And we suggest that you check with certified experts before making any investment decisions. So there we have it. We're bang in the middle of earnings season. Petrol prices are going up. We'll have to wait and see if Nifty crosses the 10,600 mark yet again today, although Singapore Nifty futures do not seem to suggest that. For all of the action and what eventually transpires in the markets, you'll have to just come back and join us later as we meet you yet again during the Market Closing Podcast. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us on behalf of everyone here at Money Control.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.